Well, as you probably picked up, the dominant motif of our service this morning is a flower. And Chris, I forgot to mention when we were here, who gets the geranium when we are? The thing is, after you've had some ice cream and visited with you, as you are leaving, take a geranium to go with you. You may see back when we sang our opening hymn, some of the boys and girls brought all these flowers here to this service. And in just a few minutes, we're going to redistribute them, but I'd like to say a little bit about why we do this. This is a ceremony that's observed in Unitarian Universalist congregations all around our country, if not on this specific Sunday, at least on one of the Sundays in June. Each flower, as you notice here, is unique. There's none other just like it, even those that are in the same genus. Same goes for each of you. Each of you are unique human beings. And yet, when these unique flowers are brought together into one place, as you can see here, they make a very single, beautiful mosaic in which their uniqueness is not lost, but becomes a part of something greater than one single piece. And as a congregation, we are greater than the sum of our individual parts. And every time we gather here for a worship service, one of the reasons we do so is to affirm that greater than piece to our life. And just as each of you brought a flower to contribute to this service, each of you brings something of yourself every Sunday, every time you come in here for any kind of an activity. And soon each of you will be given a flower. Make sure that it's one you did not bring. For just as you bring something of yourself to this community, you take away what others have brought. This too is why we gather for worship, both to give and to receive. It's also good to recall, as we've done here on the second Sunday in June, I believe, during the entire course of my ministry here, how we got the gift of this ceremony. It's both a wonderful, beautiful, and tragic all at the same time story. It comes from a Slovakian Unitarian minister whose name was Norbert Kapek and his wife Maya. Norbert Kapek was raised in a country in the late 19th century, known then as Slovakia. First as a Catholic, then as a Baptist, after he converted to that faith. And he became a very well-known, much-respected Baptist minister in his home country. And as World War II and the signs and omens of World War I, were happening, he decided to leave his country and come to the United States to continue his ministry with a Baptist congregation in Orange, New Jersey. And he published a newspaper for persons of Slovakian descent and their language, for people living in the New York City area. Reverend Kapek had always been a religious liberal. He'd always been a free thinker. And the inquisitive thinking that first moved him from Catholicism to being a Baptist began to work on him again during his time in America. He discovered, as many of you have discovered, that he'd really been a Unitarian for some time. He just didn't know it until he found some other Unitarians. And once he did figure that out, he took another step on his faith journey, changed affiliation once again, and became a Unitarian minister. This was before the Unitarians and Universalists came together, and Kapek came in on the Unitarian side of our family. One of the outcomes of World War I was the creation of a country called Czechoslovakia, a country that has since been redivided again after communism fell in Eastern Europe. But in the aftermath of the First World War, Reverend Kapek, now as a freshly minted Unitarian minister, decided he wanted to go back to his home country, which is now the newly called country of Czechoslovakia, and plant the seeds there of his newly found faith, and so he did. He was magnificent, a dynamic organizer, and in time he built the largest Unitarian congregation, some 3,000 plus members, that has ever been gathered anywhere in the world at any time. It was in the city of Prague. And he saw the founding of several satellite congregations out in the areas around Prague. A wonderful organizer, built Unitarianism from the ground up. And early in his work, he decided he needed a ritual that would symbolize the work he was doing and the faith, the liberal faith he was trying to build with his congregation. And so on one Sunday in June of 1923, 65 years ago, he asked the members of his congregation if when they came the following Sunday, they would bring a flower with them. And they did. And he had the children from their church school collect those flowers, and then as the people were singing, placed them in front of the church, just as we did here. And then at the close of the service, he asked the children to hand them back to the congregation using a similar explanation as to why they were doing it as the one I have already shared. And this ceremony came to be repeated annually in his congregation. But his story took a very tragic turn. Europe was hardly done with war. Adolf Hitler was essentially given Czechoslovakia on the basis of his utterly false allegation that he sought no wider territory. As the best known and most powerful voice for religious liberalism in his country, just a very outspoken person, Kabeck embodied practically everything that was antithetical to the values and the stances of the Third Reich. As such, he had to be dealt with accordingly. He was arrested in the summer of 1941, eventually sent to the Dachau concentration camp, where he died in October of 1942. Whether he was executed or died in custody has never really been fully determined. The Unitarian Service Committee, which is a forerunner of our current Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, was originally formed as a refugee relief organization to get Unitarians out of Czechoslovakia before Reverend Kapek's fate also became theirs. And their symbol was the flaming chalice. One of those who was brought to the United States was Reverend Kapek's wife, Maya. Norbert was twice a widower. Maya was his third wife. She took it on her as her mission from the time she arrived in America in the early 1940s until her death in 1966 to tell the story of their life in Czechoslovakia, of their church, and about the Flower Communion. She urged the Unitarians and then the Unitarian Universalist congregations in America to observe this simple ceremony, both to honor her husband's memory and the work he did for liberal religion, and to give a visible demonstration about this wonderful and precious faith in which we share. And that is what we will do this morning. And before the flowers are given out, I'd like us to read together a translation of the words of consecration that Reverend Kapek wrote, who had said before the flowers were dispersed. I believe he used it every year. Number 724, a translated version of that is on our hymnals. We will turn to that in just a moment, please. Let's read this together. As we think about his amazing life and the gift that he has given to us that has persisted now and grown over the past 65 years. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing, thy messengers, fellowship, and love. May they remind us in the diversity of knowledge and of gifts to one desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of our precious gifts. May we not let the awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship. May we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed. Thank you. I'm going to ask now if Jed, you can give us some music to take flowers by, and if some of the members of our church school, I mean, Sherry, you have that designated, will come and distribute the flowers, and maybe we can start some on the front row here and some a little further back. But let us receive our flowers. Thank you. Anybody, does anybody have one or close to getting one here? Yeah, you got one. Good for you. Oh, it's very good to see this. This is like, it reminds me a little bit of the Christmas Eve service, standing watching all the candles get lit up. Everybody takes their flowers and they get a smile on their face. And I want to thank the boys and girls for your great help with that. And again, wish all of you a very wonderful summer. As Laurie mentioned, we're not quite down to the church here. Hope to see all of our voting members here on Thursday night. We close out the year with our annual meeting. And if you're going to be at Berry Beach next weekend, I'll see you up there. Again, thanks for all who made this such a fine service.